Hello, and welcome to another episode of Amplify, a podcast for creative and courageous entrepreneurs. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and y'all, I am beyond thrilled this week to share with you a conversation that I had with my wonderful, wholehearted friend and entrepreneurial partner in crime, the phenomenal Chantel Davis Gray. Chantel is a web and brand designer. Forget this. Do good, feel good businesses. How amazing is that? Together, we get to talk about her journey from her corporate 9 to 5, dipping her toes into the health coaching well, all while designing behind the scenes, and what it took for her to finally own and claim her expertise and love for web and brand design. She talks about how she decided on her niche, why it is all about knowing the heart of your people, and what it is like to claim creative control over who you are and what you offer. Most excitingly, though, she is sharing all of her tips and tricks, what you need to know and consider before hiring a designer, which, by the way, I think so many of her tips go for hiring anybody, copywriter, VA, coach, etc., why transparency is so important for her, and why it is all about community over competition. Without further ado, here's Chantel. Yeah. So, they've heard a little bit about you in the intro, of course, but can you, for those humans who haven't had the immense gift of getting to know you, or see you on the gram or in Facebook groups or whatever, can you just share a little bit about who you are and what you do and like what has led you here?
Absolutely. So I'm Chantel, and I'm a web and brand designer for Do Good, Feel Good Business.
Oh, every time you say that, I just am like, yes!
It just fits. It just really fits what I love to do and the people I love to work with. But how I got here was a bit of a train. So, Exactly. Choo-choo. So I started my career in corporate retail, so working for a big department store in the buying offices, which was fun because my entire life I've always sort of been a dichotomy of loving the math and analytical side and being super creative. And so in the office I was in cosmetics. So we did a lot with advertising as well as with the business side. So it was a really fun mix. But eventually I realized I really enjoyed the creative side more than the math side in business. And so I left and started designing catalogs. Still in retail, but on a more creative side. So really like hands-on print catalogs, and then eventually segueing into the website of that business. And I was in corporate design for many years. And it was great until it was so not great anymore. And it was really sort of sucking life out of me. The stress was really starting to affect my life. And I wanted to do something else. I wanted to get out of that game. And so I went to IIN and I got certified to be a health coach. And I made the jump. I left corporate and I became a health coach. And the fun thing is that since everyone had known me for so many years as a designer, I kept designing because that's what happens. Friends give you referrals. And so I was also a bar instructor at the time. And so some of my fellow instructors were starting to do things on their own, like becoming Reiki practitioners, and then they needed a website. So who did they ask? Of course, I would be happy to do it for them. So while I was health coaching, I was still designing, and I did that for about, I don't even know, 18 months or so maybe, but the entire time feeling really torn because I wasn't actually loving the health coaching, but I was afraid to admit that to anyone, especially myself. Until eventually I realized, no, like this design stuff is really giving me joy because I'm working with awesome people. I'm not loving the health coaching thing. So why am I forcing this? And so I stopped, and I've been fully designing since. And it's amazing because now I get to work with these people that are coaching and healing and doing all that good stuff. But I'm not the one that actually has to do it. I just help them bring their stuff into the world.
I love it. You and I met, I think, towards like right at the tail end of your health coaching adventures.
Yes. It was like right at that time.
Yeah. Like that last ditch effort to like try and make this thing that wasn't totally lighting you up.
Exactly. Work.
I have been there. But I kind of love that you like the whole time there was this undercurrent of like it being really easy to design on the side.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was easy. And the health coaching kind of constantly felt like a push and a bit of a struggle. And like it really took a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And then these design things were just like plopping in my lap.
For yourself, like when you decided to make, when you decided to make the shift, like what was, I loved what you said, like in your corporate job, that like it was good until it like wasn't good. What was that point where you were like, with health coaching, it wasn't good enough for you to make the decision to let go? Does that make sense?
It does. And I don't think, what I think it really was is that because the design stuff just kept, it sounds obnoxious, but like just kept falling in my lap. Mm-hmm. And because of the way I am, like I kept sort of, there was some points where I even out loud said like, okay, universe, I think I'm hearing you and this is starting to become funny.
Yeah.
But I don't quite know what to do yet. So it was just so many months of like limbo of knowing that I wasn't solidly in either direction. And that was more tormenting than either decision I could have made. You know what I mean? Like having the constant like ruminating thoughts in my mind circling around and around, like, what should I do? Should I just be doing design? No, maybe it's just that I haven't fully tried in health coaching. I haven't done all the things right to know if I can do it, you know?
Yeah.
That constant, what should I do? What should I do? That is what really pushed me into, okay, I need to make a decision.
Mm.
And I did.
And then you did. Who was the first person you told when you decided it?
Trish, my wife, of course. The catalyst was that I had a few, you know, biz besties and a couple of Facebook groups, like mastermind, that I was in at the time. And I was sharing sort of very vulnerably with this group about the struggle I was having of what to do and feeling torn. And one of the people said, if you went to a farmer's market this weekend and you met two amazing women and one needed a designer and one needed a health coach, and they were going to pay you the same amount of money and they needed you to start next week so you can only pick one of them, what would you do? Who do you pick? And I instantly knew the answer without even like a second thought and proceeded to start crying, of course, because that's my process.
Yeah, mine too.
Yes, exactly. And so I knew like pretty much from that moment on, I cried, talked to Trish for like hours that night about what this meant, i.e. am I clear if I decide to walk away from health coaching? The answer is no. But at the time, it felt like maybe.
Mm.
And so it was just huge. Like that moment, that question was so helpful.
Yeah. I like how it just kind of takes it down to like, hey, if you get like equal,
yes,
you know, financial compensation, if all things were equal and they were both wonderful human beings, like what work would you choose?
Right.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. So, and I kind of also adore, I think you and I have talked about this, I adore the fact that like you worked with health coaches before and you're still working with like some of the same human beings, like those do good yoga practitioners, bar, acupuncturists, all that kind of stuff. You use all of that wisdom still now.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's like the perfect, I always say it's like the Goldilocks now. Like I finally found the thing that's like just right because it blends all of the things I love in the right way for me.
Yeah. Do you still find that that like kind of going back to the beginning of your story, that like math and analytical side, do you see that coming out at all in your design work?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it comes out in my design work, especially with sites, because there's so much user experience that goes into it, and there's analytics. There is a lot of logic that comes into it. And then also in terms of running your own business, like, I love my spreadsheets where I track my money and track things. And I am dorkily excited. I'm doing my taxes for the first time myself since starting my own business. The last couple of years, excuse me, I've had an accountant, and this is the first year I'm doing them myself. And I am so excited about it. So it's Trish keeps laughing at me because I'm like, yay, more thing just came in. We're close to having everything we need.
I know. I keep counting down the days myself.
Yeah, because it is like it's a way for me to channel that side of me. And then at the same time, I'm just as excited to be working on the mood board that I did today.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So like once you made the decision to go into design work, right, there's then all of these other evolutionary decisions like in your business, right? Like I remember you and I have such similar stories, right? Like I closed my health coaching business. I opened up this editing and copywriting business. And then from there, like there were all of these decisions to be made about like, who do I work with? And what is it that I actually like to offer? And what if I mean, I know for myself, like what if I don't want to do copywriting anymore? Like, is it okay to evolve past that point, or will I I think we're always afraid of confusing our audience when like really people, I don't know if people are paying that close of attention, but
in our heads they are.
Yes. So once you decided to do the design work, like which is a massive decision, how has it been that you found this do good population and decided like what it is that you're going to do for them?
The population sort of happened on its own, just by based on, I think, because of my interests and the people that I connect with, that I seek out in terms of just like learning about and saying hi to online. Then similarly, like in my real life, like you said, like, you know, I'm connected to a lot of yoga instructors and other coaches and that kind of stuff in my world in general. So I'm connected to those people and I love that. I believe in all of that stuff. So I get so excited when they're sharing their stuff with more people. So the kind of people sort of just happened, I don't want to say automatically, but I can't think of another word to use. I think the bigger thing for me was being able to say, you know, like a hair salon or a nonprofit can come to me and say, well, I don't technically fit your usual people, but on some level they do. Like hair salon is making people feel good and nonprofits are doing good, you know? So, but then there are other times where it's something completely random, like, I don't know, insurance or like financial brokerage. And so those are like, those don't really fit in my thing. Unless they have something unique. Like maybe they are serving a specific category of people that does fit under that umbrella, or maybe they are, have just such big hearts. Like I have a client that her actual work doesn't fit into the do good, feel good, but she herself is a yogi, writes writing on the side. And she's so big hearted that the passion for life comes through in talking to her. And I was like, yes, I will help you with your website, you know? So it's like really about the heart.
Yeah. I also like, if anybody is out there listening who is trying to figure out what their niche is, I want to like encourage like one, like whatever that niche is, that is, you understand their motivations, which tends to be people who are close to us or are us like a few steps back or like we don't have to make it any more complicated than that.
Exactly.
You know, I remember like my mom when I was – by the way, like my mom, I adore her, but she's not in business, right? Like so she – when we were talking about when I was a health coach, she was like – she's a part of the baby boomer generation. So is my dad. And she was like, you should work with boomers. Boomers have like a lot of expendable cash and I don't know anything other than knowing my mom and my dad. I don't know anything about boomers. But I do know about people who struggle with their body and like that.
Yes.
Really tapping into the experience that you know. And I love that that's what you did. And I think it's like, I think you use the word accidental, but I think it's just organic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. It is. It just evolves. It's just like you go to where you're pulled. And if it feels good when you work with that person, then the next time someone that sort of fits in a similar category comes along, you're like, yeah, that was fun last time. Let's do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also love that your niche doesn't put you in a box. Like you get to decide, this is a do-gooder. Like I think about my credit union and I love my credit union and they're like total do-good, feel-good human beings, but they're a bank. And like that you get to have that. It's probably also why you love doing your taxes. Like you also get to have that like final level of control.
Yes. That you totally just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly why I'm excited about doing them this year. Because the last couple of years, I didn't have control over when they'd actually be done. Yep. I'd give my stuff and then I have to just wait.
Yep.
Absolutely still a control freak for sure. Self-admitted. Self-admitted.
Join the club.
Yeah.
It's a party over here.
It's good. I think it's part of owning your own business. I think you have to have a little piece of that.
Yeah. So once a do-good, feel-good business comes to you, how did you decide? Because I know you and I have walked a lot of this entrepreneurial journey together. Thank God.
Really?
How did you decide what your core offer was going to be? Because you could you are a very talented human being, and you can design a lot of stuff. But like, how do you decide what you want to do?
There was no fancy thinking about it. Again, it was just, I guess it's a lot of instinct. I've never really thought about it this way, but it's true. So same thing. Like someone comes to me and says, oh, I need this website. I love doing websites. I'll do that. Same thing with logos and branding. And then someone else will say, like I've had people say, well, I really just need someone to do like big batches of, you know, Instagram graphics or something for me. And I'm like, I can, but I don't love it. It doesn't excite me. Mm-hmm. So I usually I refer them to somebody else usually.
Yeah.
Because for me, at least, I mean, where I'm at right now, I would rather spend that time building content to grow my business or on another project that I'm going to enjoy more.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there are some times like, not to say that I haven't taken projects necessarily, especially like a year or so ago, where maybe I knew it wasn't going to be the most amazing thing and fun thing I'd ever done, but I knew it would be okay. And like it paid some bills and that's okay too, because for what I always keep in mind is like, I would still rather be doing the thing that I'm meant about than going back to corporate. So it's like, I weigh those, you know, like I keep that perspective in mind.
Yeah. And in the end, you still have that control.
Exactly. So, yeah. So I guess that's the other thing. So, again, I sort of through intuition and just being pulled and saying yes to more of the things that I really enjoy doing and saying no to more of the things I don't love doing. It just sort of happened. It just sort of curated itself, I guess.
I think that that's like, I just want to like take a snapshot. That's going to be my poll quote probably, but just this idea of like, I think that we think, especially when I started out, maybe this is just me, but we think that we have to have this one thing and we have to figure it out. And it has to be the, like, you know, we go through business coaches or we work with coaches and we have to decide this one thing and it's forever. And like one that's like, for me as a creative person, like boxes don't fit anymore for me. But also like you work in an acupuncturist office. I think that I've talked about this before, but like I consider my work to be a lot like a chiropractor where you're like slowly aligning things closer and closer to center.
Yes.
And I think that that's what my business evolution has been like. And it sounds like that's what your business evolution has been like. Is like, just say yes to the things that continue to light you up. And the more you do that, the more aligned your clients will be, the more aligned your work will be. Yeah.
Yes. And to your point, that's something that I'm often reminding my clients, like, because I get it, when you're building a website for the first time or you're pulling your brand together for the first time, it does feel like you have to have everything exactly right, because it feels like it can make or break you. Mm-hmm. And if you make the wrong choice when you're starting out, you're just not even going to make it through the first year.
Yeah.
And I remember that. But the reality is, you're going to keep tweaking it. And that's one of the things I love about getting digital, like websites, is that we can change this in 6 months if you change your mind, or if your business evolves and if your core offer changes. You're going to be able to change all of this. It's going to be okay, but you need to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. It can't evolve unless it's out in the world. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. To your point, because you need, until you're out in the world and you start working with clients, then you don't know the things yet that you really love or the things that you're mad about. Like, it takes some trial and error and just experiencing it.
Yeah. That's why I love like this, like Anna Franzen, who you and I both adore. Shout out to Anna. She and I were talking a couple of weeks ago in her episode about this messy middle period of business and why it can feel like chaos and unknowing and uncertain, and like we're constantly shifting and growing and evolving, but like that's also like we're all this like ripe, this is like this time that's just ripe for us to continue moving closer and closer to center, I guess. Oh, so great. So one of the things that you had mentioned is like sometimes people come to you and they have projects that you don't really want to do, so you refer them out. And that's one of the things that I think is so deeply important, is like whatever industry, I guess within like, I don't know, in every industry, that everybody offers something different and brings a different energy to what they do. So whether you're hiring a coach, a mentor, a copywriter, a designer, a bookkeeper, I don't even know, a VA, they all have different strengths and weaknesses. And I love like for myself, like having different kinds of copywriters, branding experts, designers, business coaches, like in my back pocket, so that I can refer people when they come to me and I'm like, ooh, I don't do that. But I do know who will do it, and just for you, like you're the perfect person. So if somebody was looking for a designer, do you have anything that like you think is important to consider before or as they're trying to hire somebody like you?
Yes. Many things.
All the things, yes.
Pretty much all the things. But I think, you know, some of this is going to be, I think, probably kind of common sense or intuitive. But in terms of like when you go to their website, do you like the way they speak, or, you know, their copy? And like there are some people that I follow that swear a ton. Like, that's just their thing. And I know that, you know, obviously on purpose in some ways, in order to be sort of, is the word pluralizing? No, that's not the right
polarizing.
Word.
Polarizing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Polarizing. Mm-hmm. And I love it because they're just like very raw, and it's not like gratuitous swearing, but I know, and I have a couple of friends that I know it would totally rub them the wrong way.
Yes.
Same thing with whoever, with the designer, like if the way they're talking does not jive with you, then I don't even bother booking a consultation with them. But then once you say you found that you do like their energy and you actually do get on the phone, then I would say, your designer should be asking you lots of questions. So I always ask people like a lot about their actual business, even before we even start talking about nitty gritty things of what they're actually looking for. And
I like that.
Ask them questions, and try to get a feel. Like, I often end up telling people, like during the first strategy session, like, I'm pretty direct and transparent, and I share my suggestions and recommendations a lot. If you don't want to hear any of that, then like maybe not a good fit necessarily, because I really like to feel like it's a collaboration. And I like to draw on my experience and tell you, you know, it might be really fun to try XYZ or, you know, whatever it is. And I give reasoning for the things I'm suggesting or maybe trying to dissuade someone from. But some people really don't hear any of that. And they just want to sort of tell someone, look, I want to go blue. I want it to say this. I want it to be this font. Just make it for me.
Right. Or they want the exact opposite, where exactly. They just want somebody to do the whole thing and make all the decisions for them. I think that that's really important. Like, what is it that you want in that relationship?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
I love that. And I also think that it's unique. I hope it's okay for me to share this. I think you just work with Squarespace, yes?
Yes, for web design.
Yeah.
It is.
So like knowing what you want there.
Exactly. And to that point, like I'm also very transparent. Like there are some cases where WordPress does make more sense. I tell people that. I think that the other thing is that, like, for me, being direct and transparent about whether or not I think I'm a good fit, even if the project sounds fun, I don't think that, you know, something just feels a little off, or I feel like they'd be better suited doing something else. Like, I'm pretty upfront about that.
Yeah.
And some people like that, and some people are annoyed.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's like a personality thing. Like when you're working with a designer, there's a lot that goes into it. And ideally you're working together for a little while. So you don't want to be annoyed by that person.
Yes. Yeah. You actually have to like them. And I think that that goes to, like, I think that when I work with my clients, and like I tend to work with people who are kind of more in the middle of their business, ready to take the business in a new direction, mm-hmm. or upgrade their messaging or whatever. And like when we think about dream clients, so when you think about dream clients, or you think about dream designer or dream copywriter or whatever, like that like factor has to be a key part of it.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the other thing with designers is like, obviously you want to like their work.
Yeah.
Like that's a difference that like you don't really necessarily like your bookkeeper's work or not. Like they don't show you their portfolio of like how they're doing other people's taxes. But for a designer, you do. You want to like their work. Like obviously I'm not going to necessarily give you the exact same style I gave somebody else. But in general, like, yeah, my style is pretty clean. I don't, you know, like each designer sort of has their own thing. And so you need to like their thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, if you see a lot of purple on my site and you have purple, you don't have to hold that against me. Like, we don't have to use purple.
We can change the color.
In general, exactly. Yeah. But in general, there's like a sort of style. And so you want to like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that like there's an experiential element too, like knowing that you tend to work with people in the wellness industry. You also know what tends to work better with those types of businesses, just energetically speaking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. So y'all take notes, especially like whether or not you want a designer right now or you want one in the future. Those are like so important, no matter who you're hiring, but particularly I've had the immense gift of getting to know some amazing website designers just like you, and like getting to know what each of y'all's strengths are.
Right.
It makes me feel, one, like it reminds me that this is like, it's community over competition, right?
Yes.
That like,
absolutely.
Every single one of us, like there are a lot of website designers, but not every one of them is going to do it the same.
Right. No. There's a lot of everything, right?
Yes.
But like we all bring our own little spin.
Flavor.
So.
Yeah.
Exactly. Flavor. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So one last question before we wrap up. Well, before I ask you to share all of your internet stuff. For you right now, thinking about your business, are you in a state of evolving into something new, or do you feel like you found the place it's going to be for a while?
This is the most obnoxious answer, but both.
I love it. I was hoping you would say that.
In terms of the people I work with and in general, the work that I do, I am so freaking solid on it. It's like, oh, it's awesome because I feel like pretty much my whole life had been a, I really love this, but I also love this and I hate having to choose and whatever. And now doing my own business, like we just said, like I get to do the analytical math thingies, but I also get to spend so much time being creative and I also get to help people. It's like just so good.
So good.
However, yes. In all of that, I am evolving my business a little bit. So I am, you know, creating some new services this year, which I'm excited about. But it's all still under that same umbrella. It's just sort of recognizing what are the things that I was doing last year without even necessarily acknowledging it. Just like, oh, I'm also doing this for you, even though I know I didn't say I was going to. You don't have to. I'm just going to do it because this is fun and it's great and I think it's really going to help you. So recognizing that things started to evolve last year and so bringing that into more of like an official service this year. So it's evolving, but within the same area.
I like that. I love that. And I think that like it also gives as we're like talking about business evolution, that like it doesn't all have to shift at one time.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, when we think about changing our businesses, like I think a lot of us are afraid of change, right? And like mm-hmm. it doesn't all have to shift. Yeah, the things that you know can still be the things that you know and you can just shift the other things and it will all be okay. The earth is not falling beneath you.
And you can do it without like announcing it to the world at first. You know what I mean? Like you can have an idea and sort of test it out with like some of your favorite clients. Or like I said, with mine, like it just sort of, it happened on its own last year. And now this year I'm like, you know what? I should actually make that a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, cool. I'm excited about it.
I love it. This month, actually, I am working, I'm using myself and a couple of my clients as guinea pigs for a new offering. Ooh. And so it's like, you know, super secret, but like really exciting to like think that like, you're right. Like it can just kind of incubate for a little while.
Yes.
And then you can reveal it to the world.
Right. When you're feeling really good and excited about it.
Yes.
Instead of having to be like, here's this thing, which is also okay too sometimes. It doesn't work for my reality, but I know I have some friends that it does work for and they pull it off really well.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing is like knowing yourself and knowing what's going to feel good or not.
Yeah. And letting that be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally.
That you don't have to be wrong either way.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if, and because I know that everyone wants to find you, where can they learn our do good, feel good human beings who are listening? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Chantel Davis Gray and on my website, ChantelDavisGray.com.
Keeping it simple. All of that will be linked in the show notes.
Yes, yes. I would love to chat with you there.
Yay. Okay. Thank you so much for being here. You are so wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. I love chatting with you.
Yeah, it was so good. Ugh, so much good stuff. Thank you so much for listening to Amplify, a podcast for creative and courageous entrepreneurs. If you loved this episode, subscribe to make sure you never miss an Amplified beat. You can find resources, show notes, and downloads, plus my exclusive resource library at katekmccarthy.com. I am all about connection, and this internet thing makes it so easy. Come find me over on Instagram at Kate K. McCarthy. Then reach out and say hi. I adore you already. Thank you so much to everyone who makes this podcast possible. Amplify is produced by me and my slam bang behind the scenes team. Catch you next time.